listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding down in New York City, Nick Theodoro. And thank you to you for listening, wherever you might be. Here in Georgia with me, in New York with Nick. You could be in California. You could be in Baltimore. You could be in Maryland, Chicago. I don't know. You could be in Canada. No, we're going to talk about Toronto in a second. I don't know what the hell is going on up there with those Blue Jays. Anyway, last hour, we talked about Cam Ward. We talked about Cleveland. This man said, if you're not going to draft me, please understand that I'm going to torment you for the rest of my career. He hasn't even thrown a pass yet. Let's slow down. We have more to get into. There was a big conversation today about the face of the NBA. Can it be a foreign-born player? Does it have to be somebody born in the United States of America? We'll get into that. Right before we went to break, we talked about the addition of a 4-point shot in the NBA. No, we don't need that. Not at all. Talked about Shedeur Sanders and Deion pretty much controlling what his future looks like. And I just told you, in a few minutes, we're going to discuss one guy who has a famous dad as well. I don't think I've ever heard this guy utter a word, but we're going to get into the situation going on in Toronto with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker. Talk to the machine. Yes, people love talking to machines. You got to do it for customer service. You got to do it at the bank. I'm sick of these machines, by the way. But talk to your smartphone or your speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, you can do that too. Whether you punch it in or you make the computer do it. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. From one famous dad to another. Last hour, we touched upon Shedeur Sanders. This guy has all the leverage in the world, not just because of his own performance, but he has a lot of leverage as to where he will end up in the upcoming NFL draft because of his dad. It's as simple as that. We know Deion Sanders is a powerful individual. And not just because he has a bust out in Canton. He's also an active coach in the college ranks with Colorado. Damn it, he went to Colorado and took his son with him and actually had success. Let's see what he does with all these new recruits and quarterbacks that he's been able to bring in. You got the stroke. You got the clout. Go out there and use it. Now, having said that, I want to bring your attention to another famous father-son duo, and not quite as famous at all as Deion Sanders and Shedeur. But I got to talk to you about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You might recall, maybe if you're a baseball fan, you've seen his dad play, Vladimir Guerrero, which is absolutely nuts. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Vladimir Guerrero is a Hall of Famer. He's been an MVP. He was a multiple-time All-Star. This guy was a home run derby champ. I remember watching this guy stand up there at the plate with no gloves. This guy looked like he was etched and carved out of stone. And all he did was hit. Like he was just made to hit that damn ball and abuse it. Vladimir Guerrero was hitting for power. This guy hit for average. He was always on base. He was a monster. Vladimir Guerrero was a baseball freak. I remember watching Vladimir Guerrero. And then I remember years, you know, seeing his little fat son running around. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's his kid? And then all these years later, in 2019-2020, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. bursts onto the scene for the Toronto Blue Jays. And I had to kind of like rub my eyes. Oh, Vladimir Guerrero, this is his kid, the fat guy. Oh, this fat guy can hit. This fat guy, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the son of Vlad. This man was second in MVP voting to Shohei Ohtani when he was still participating in the American League. And so I know it's one thing you think about athletes and their kids, and there's so many father-son duos that over the course of sports history. Man, if you can pick it up as a child, you probably already have the physical genetics. How are you going to work for it? Well, damn it, since being fat, I'm sorry, Vlad Jr., he's kind of thinned up. This guy's lost weight. He is never, ever going to look like his dad. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is durable. He plays. He only turns 26 years old next month. He's one of the best hitters in the game. I don't care what position you're taking a look at. He's one of the best hitters in the game. Last season, you could say this was a down year for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He batted .323, 30 home runs, and 103 RBIs. That's a bad year. He went to arbitration last year. Couldn't come to an agreement on a contract extension. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. only made $29 million. Woe is me. Sad world, sad, terrible, awful. He had a self-imposed deadline of yesterday to pretty much say, if we don't come to a contract extension, if we don't come to an agreement on how much you, the Toronto Blue Jays, are going to pay me, then I'm leaving. I'm gonna check out the options that I have in free agency. And I'm going to see what else is going on. I want to stay. I want to be here. I want to be a Blue Jay. But now y'all got competition. Now, if you're a fan of the Toronto Blue Jays, let me remind you, this is the only baseball team in Canada right now. His dad played for the other one that no longer exists. They're now playing in Washington as the Expos went down to D.C., became the Nationals. If you're a fan of the Blue Jays, I could understand how you're a little ticked off that your homegrown star, one of the best hitters and players in the game, who plays almost every single game, is getting the short end of the proverbial stick. Now, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he has an interpreter when he has his press conferences. You're not going to sit down and have an entire conversation with you in English. Do not expect it. You know, we heard from Rafael Devers yesterday. They asked him, are you going to move from third base? Are you going to move? And the only English word that he spoke without an interpreter was no. In a similar fashion, in a similar form, today, Vlad Jr. was standing there with an interpreter. They were talking about his contract and whether or not the Blue Jays and him, whether the numbers got any type of close. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had an answer as well. I want you to listen to this whole interaction. You'll hear his interpreter, and then you'll hear Vlad at the end. Take a listen.
I have my number all along. I changed it a little bit. I tried, but still, it just didn't happen.
Weren't they close?
No.
Yeah. That was him at the end. No. That's all he said. That's what he said. English, Spanish, no is the same damn thing. No. Now, we don't know what that number is. But if you've been following anything in baseball, let's just say over the past 2 years, two seasons, we knew about the free agency of Shohei Ohtani. It was almost a foregone conclusion that Shohei Ohtani, he wasn't going to leave Los Angeles County. He wasn't going to leave L.A. He wasn't going to leave Southern California. All this guy was going to do was trade in that crappy Angels uniform and put on the Dodger blue. And he did it. And he won himself a championship. Oh, yeah, and by the way, the Dodgers, I don't care how long they're deferring the money over the next 20 years, the guy has a 10-year contract worth $700 million. You want to know what team reportedly was in the bidding? Even though I was like, for what? Why would he go there? I love Toronto, by the way. Beautiful city. Underrated city in North America. A lot of people just don't even have no idea. It's so close. Besides that, the Toronto Blue Jays bid on Shohei Ohtani. Did they offer him $700 million? Probably not. And if they did, Shohei Ohtani said no. And so you have $700 million to throw around. I don't think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is asking for $700 million over the next 10 years or 20. You want to know who else these Toronto Blue Jays were interested in? This past offseason, they were interested in the guy who got a bigger contract than Shohei Ohtani. Juan Soto, who came to an agreement with the New York Mets on a 15-year, $765 million contract. That's $765 million. The Toronto Blue Jays were interested in bringing him in. And so if you have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and you have been in MVP talks and conversations, if you've been an all-star, if you have played in 161, 160, 156, and 159 games over the past few seasons, this man has moved from third base, hi Rafael Devers, to first base, standing on that carpet in Toronto, and he still shows up for every game. He's still putting up all-star numbers. And this year, the Toronto Blue Jays are basically testing fate and saying, okay, you don't want to negotiate during the course of the season? The Toronto Blue Jays might regret this in similar fashion to how the New York Yankees regretted Aaron Judge getting to free agency. Aaron Judge said, oh, the Yankees don't want to pay me what I want to get paid. Aaron Judge went out, bet on himself, and won the MVP award. Now, is that a guarantee for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? No, not at all. And it's not like the guy's been working for pennies. He got paid almost $30 million last year after they went to salary arbitration. And so if he already made $30 million last year, what could he possibly be expecting for this year? Baseball's in a different world. Pitchers are getting the most money. We got a guy in Juan Soto making $50 million. He's making the most money. You think about the position players. Aaron Judge is averaging $40 million a year. Alex Bregman, the third baseman at the Red Sox, just brought on for one season, maybe two or three. The guy that Rafael Devers won't move out the way for, he's making $40 million a year. If you think about the offensive production, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I think justifiably so, unless you still have concerns about his weight, his size, they could balloon back up. You would think for a guy who just made 30, that he would not settle for anything less than 35 to 40 mil a year. The Toronto Blue Jays, forget who they didn't sign. We know Ohtani went to the Los Angeles Dodgers. We know Juan Soto went from one New York team to the other, now putting on the blue and orange for the New York Mets. The Blue Jays did sign Santander. They bring on the right fielder. They bring him on for 5 years, $92 million. This is a team that reportedly is not worried about finances. They're not worried about the cash. They're just trying to be smart and prudent with what they do with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I say pay the guy. What are you waiting on? You want him to go into free agency? You want a team to just kind of bowl him over? You know, I know the Los Angeles Dodgers are already paying Freddie Freeman. He's on the next largest deal. 6 years, 162. He's making an average of 27 mil a year. Bryce Harper now got to play the infield. He's making $25 million a year. Matt Olson here in Atlanta with the Braves. He's not in their class or category. He can hit 50 home runs or he can wake up and hit 30 by mistake. This man is making $21 million a year. Vladimir Guerrero is younger than all of them. He's more productive than all of them. He's been healthier than all of them. Now, in this season, would you take Freddie Freeman, given his defense as well? Yeah, he probably would, but not given his age for the long term. And so if you're a fan of the Toronto Blue Jays, I'd be ticked off. I'd be upset. I'd be worried that we have a franchise caliber first baseman who just shows up, plays every game, and works, but we're not paying him. But we can offer big money. We can be a pawn. That's what the Blue Jays have been. They've been pawns for Shohei Ohtani, using them to jack the price up. The Toronto Blue Jays have been a pawn for Juan Soto, jacking the price up on the New York Mets. But you can't pay the team, or you can't pay the guy who's been here with you the whole time. This is like, and we hear these stories all the time, maybe not. It's like some woman who finds some guy down on his luck. And she helps him, and she helps him, and she helps him, and she helps him. And now he's getting better, and he's getting great, and all of this. And this, and now he's awesome, he's great. They help him through this, and he leaves. Because now she's taking it for granted. And he left, and he found greener pastures. What the Toronto Blue Jays don't want is to be left empty-handed. They helped develop this man. They helped build him up. He's now one of the best in the game. And now you got to make the long-term commitment. Otherwise, he's going to leave. No is a universal language. Have the Blue Jays and you come close on a number of Vladimir Guerrero? Simple. No. Blue Jays better get it together. There's enough of these baseball teams right now. Enough of them. What are they hoarding the money for? A rainy day? They're already billionaires. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Phone lines are open if you want to give me a call. Speaking of hoarding money, when we come back, I want to tell you about the NFL. The NFL is not losing out on any type of cash. And it looks like in a few years, they're going to make some more. You may have to pay for it. I'll tell you why and how on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
First-time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., son of Vladimir Guerrero, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. The Toronto Blue Jays have openly flirted with giving contracts away, or not away, but handing out contracts to Juan Soto, giving contracts to Shohei Ohtani. These are deals that exceed $700 million each. These are the biggest team deals that we've ever seen in sports history. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I don't think he's asking for $700 million. Well, maybe he is. I just find it hard to believe that they can't find middle ground. I don't think the Blue Jays believe in the man long term. Otherwise, they would have come to some type of agreement on a deal. And speaking of deals, I did mention this to you. The NFL is in what is probably the quietest time of the calendar. The Super Bowl took place last week. We're taking a look at players that could be franchise tagged and tagged and negotiated with, someone like T. Higgins of the Cincinnati Bengals. Reportedly, T. Higgins' mom wasn't happy with him being tagged again the second consecutive season. And basically called the team cheap. I'll let you Google the actual word that she used. I cannot use it on the radio. Another piece of news that we saw today, because we know that there's plenty of money thrown around all over the space, all over the place in sports, actually might deal directly with you. Why? How do I factor into any of this? I'm just a fan. I just watch the sports. Well, you got to pay for it, right? You might recall, if you sat around on Christmas, this was the first year that the NFL put games on Netflix. We had two Christmas Day games. We had an opportunity to see the Ravens and the Texans, and then we saw the Chiefs and the Steelers. Lamar Jackson didn't want to have no cake. Nobody wanted to have any of that red velvet cake in the form of a football. Now, this is a three-year deal that the NFL has on Netflix. And it's been said, it's been reported, that Netflix is paying $150 million for those two games. Now, if you're Netflix, I don't think they are worried about cash. And we all know the way the world is going when it comes down to streaming. And if you have a Netflix account, you also know, maybe you don't, maybe you need to go check your bill, they have not been shy in boosting up some of these monthly fees. $8 for Netflix, $18 for Netflix, $25 for Netflix with ads or without ads. So, yeah, Netflix has enough money. They have enough cash on hand. They're trading on the stock exchange. They got enough money that they could shell out some cash for some NFL games. Now, their chief content officer at Netflix, Bella Bharaya, she pretty much said in an interview that the NFL is attractive to Netflix. Come on, now let's be real. Netflix didn't put their hands in the NFL pot on Christmas just to say, let's have some Christmas games. This is Netflix dipping their toe in the water, saying, hello, nice to meet you. We'd like to do bigger business. I think we all know where the world is going. Like, everything is streaming. Today, it was reported via Nielsen that when you factor in every streamer who watched the NFL Super Bowl, every human being who tuned in, whether they were on Tubi or whether or not they were watching on Fox, they now have adjusted their numbers to 182 million people who watched at least 1 minute of the Super Bowl. Now, what does that mean? A whole lot of nothing. I could watch 1 minute of something and not give a damn and say I'm not watching it anymore. That's more than 50% of the population in the United States of America. You saw a minute. You saw something of the Super Bowl. Amazon has rights to the game. Netflix has rights to the game. We just talked about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I love baseball. I absolutely love it. You want to know one place I don't love it? On Apple. Apple has dipped its toe into streaming sports. MLS, exclusive provider, distributor of Major League Soccer games. You got to go to Apple. And I know baseball is spreading out the wealth. If you want to watch a baseball game, I don't know if it's on NBC or Fox or TBS or Apple. Apple has baseball games. And terrible ass Sunday morning games on Apple. Who wants to do that? Nobody. But it's been said that Netflix wants to go one step further. They really want to potentially rock the Apple cart. And it's very early. Bharaya said they would be interested in a larger slate of NFL games. You want to know who has the largest slate of NFL games? Fox and CBS. We know the NFL has been distributing the NFC on Fox. The AFC has been on CBS. And you know the world will have kind of turned and changed upside down if instead of tuning into Fox or, you know, a CBS, You got to pop open Netflix to go ahead and watch these games. You know the world will have changed. YouTube got its hands on NFL Sunday Ticket. What's the value of DirecTV anymore? What's the value of it? Now you just watch the games on YouTube. Who's to say that Netflix doesn't want to distribute Sunday Ticket or take and distribute the entire AFC or NFC package? Like, the world is certainly getting ready to change. The NFL, given their current contracts, ABC, ESPN, Fox, CBS, they're making $111 billion. And so when you start looking at all these quarterback contracts, and why is Trevor Lawrence getting $55 million? Why is Dak Prescott getting $60 million? It's the TV money. Not to exclude people who are showing up at the stadiums and buying merchandise. There's a lot of money that's involved. And oh yeah, I told you the price of Netflix, $8, $18, $25. All of these costs get passed down to me and you, the viewers. And I'm sorry, I don't care where the NFL goes. People are going to pay to watch. We already see it on Thursday nights with Amazon. People are tuning in. We see the NBA is going to be on Amazon. The NBA is moving to NBC. Damn it, they had an entire announcement today. NBC did. And I'm sure they're going to stream these games on Peacock, because why wouldn't they? The NBA is going to have Reggie Miller calling games on NBC. I'm going to want to rip my ears off the side of my face. And people wonder a lot of times why I don't want to listen to announcers. It's because guys like Reggie Miller, who, yes, he's a former player, but damn, man, can we stick to the game? I mean, Reggie Miller can't look at the New York Knicks games and not inject himself into the action. I mean, just this past season, it's kind of crazy. Reggie Miller was talking to TNT, getting ready to call a game with the Knicks, and Reggie Miller was just like, I don't know why the fans bother me, because I've just destroyed them forever, which, by the way, isn't true. Listen to this guy.
I know people are like, aren't you worried about going back to New York City and calling a game? No. I've owned this city. I've owned this building. So why would I be worried about walking on out there? All right? So, no, I'm looking forward to it.
And the fans then proceeded to tell Reggie Miller a few expletives. They chanted a bunch of expletives at Reggie Miller. Let's just say they told him that he sucks, but it was much more vulgar. By the way, Reggie Miller career record versus the Knicks, 26-41. I know what he did in the playoffs. I know about the 8 points and 9 seconds. I know about all of that. Don't let Reggie Miller fool you. As long as Reggie Miller isn't calling NFL games, I think we'll be perfectly fine. But the point is, everything is going to streaming, whether or not you like it or not. If you want to watch sports, you better get that Apple TV. You better get that Roku. Do I think that we're going to have local games? I hope maybe we can get local games coming through via antenna. We got a lot of people in Phoenix can watch the Phoenix Suns live over the air. I'd sign up for that. But we know the world. I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to be another 5 years. Is it 10 years? Cable boxes will be at the minimum, or they will just be obsolete, or they'll be combined with streaming. It's coming soon. It's coming sooner than later. And sports is really helping to drive home a lot of this change. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of change, there was a report that there might be mutual interest from an NFL player and a crap NFL team to join forces to probably ruin each other. No, this is not Aaron Rodgers part two. I'm going to tell you what that team is on the other side of the break. And then, speaking of change, I like this. There's another elder statesman of the NBA speaking out against one of its active players for how he's behaved. I'll fill you in on both sides of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
You have always an amazing show that everybody gets to listen every night. Your topic is always interesting. Sometimes I can't call because I'm just listening to everybody and their opinion. And that's the reason why I love your show the most.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, we talked about the NFL, the changes in how you're going to watch and how you already do watch. There was no such thing as an Amazon. There was no such thing as a Netflix. Man, Netflix used to get a DVD out the supermarket. You know, now it's like, hey, you watch the NFL on Netflix. Amazon used to be a thing about books. Man, now you watch the NFL on Amazon. The NBA will be on Amazon. And apparently, to the shock of no one, over the next few years when this current contract, current deals change and end in the NFL, Netflix wants more NFL games. They currently have a 3-year contract to put NFL games on Christmas. They're going to want more. It's just the tip of the iceberg. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, there's been a lot of conversations regarding the NFL, and we talked about it last night and last week. I feel like every couple of days there's a new quarterback who's going to be available, who is around, whether it's Aaron Rodgers continuing his career with the Steelers, whether it's Russell Wilson potentially going to the Raiders. We now know also that Matthew Stafford, he's eligible and available to be moved if he can't come to a contract agreement with the Los Angeles Rams. We're going to have a bunch of quarterbacks in new places. That doesn't count in the rookies who are going to take over, the Cam Wards, Shedeur Sanders of the world. We don't even know realistically if they're going to start right out of the gate. And one name that kind of has been just left out of the quarterback shuffle, where does he go, what does he do, is Justin Fields. You know, Justin Fields has made it clear that he would like to return to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But just last night on ESPN, there was a report that Justin Fields has interest from the New York Jets and that the New York Jets have interest in Justin Fields. Now, if I'm Justin Fields, do I want to go ahead and just start over brand new somewhere else again? Probably not. I'm going to try to stick things out in Pittsburgh. And if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's probably in your best interest financially to retain Justin Fields, given how much money that he would command, versus what you'd probably have to pay Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson would probably play in the range of $30 to $40 million for a single season, while Justin Fields would probably play for approximately $10 million. And I think all things considered, we know who and what Russell Wilson is and has been. And with Justin Fields, you would still have to think that there's untapped potential. We know about his ridiculous athleticism, but if Justin Fields could ever improve as a full-time passer, then we're talking about one of the best QBs in the game. But that's not the case. His passing still leaves a lot to be desired. Now, I understand last year in his 6 starts, Justin Fields went 4-2 with the Steelers. Then they brought on Russell Wilson. They had success. And they basically cratered at the end of the season. So much so that fans are sick of the same old with the Steelers. They want something new. Primarily in a head coach, they want to get Mike Tomlin the hell up on out of there. And so there's no guarantee that Justin Fields is going to return, especially if Aaron Rodgers is coming in, especially if Justin Fields is going to have to be number 2 on the depth chart again. If any of that happens to be the case, he can go play somewhere else. Now, would the New York Jets be the worst place for him to go? I don't think so. They got a new head coach in Aaron Glenn. They have a new general manager. Justin Fields could be a legitimate bridge. You know, people talk about, hey, you know, just let Tyrod Taylor go out there. Why? To do what? If you want to tank? And I can certainly understand if the New York Jets take the approach of let's suck and be so damn bad that we have to start over. They still have Jordan Travis on the team. A lot of people, shout outs to my folks down in Tallahassee. They know all about Jordan Travis. This man didn't rip his leg up. Maybe he would have been competing in the college football playoff 2 years ago, but I digress. the New York Jets have a new regime in. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for them to have Justin Fields manning things at quarterback. He'd be able to reconnect with Garrett Wilson, who he remembers at Ohio State. And the New York Jets, they're still a young team. I mean, when Aaron Rodgers took his old ass and showed up, they were just a quarterback away. Now they need more. The New York Jets need to basically, they have talent, they have pieces. They still need a QB. They still need another wide receiver. To think that Devontae Adams is going to stick around is a long walk through hell. I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Fields ended up somewhere else, because I still think that Aaron Rodgers, the best place that he can end up is most likely to end up is with the Steelers. So why don't the Jets and the Steelers just swap quarterbacks? And Justin Fields, he could trade places and go down and play for the New York Jets. I think that would be a good move. And then also, I had mentioned this before the break as well. You talk about trading places. This being NBA All-Star Weekend and All-Star Break, you get a lot of NBA legends who pop up. And with the game taking place in the Bay Area on Sunday, we had a Bay Area legend who was running around. He was coaching. He was doing interviews. His name is Tim Hardaway Sr. So many fathers and sons and all these sports, Vlad Jr. and Deion Sanders and Shador, Tim Hardaway Jr. and Sr. Tim Hardaway played 2 years in the Bay. Run TMC was only there for 2 years, I should say. He's still a legend. We know what he did when he went on to the Miami Heat. Tim Hardaway was never afraid to talk trash. Tim Hardaway was never afraid to get in your face. He was never afraid to cross you over. He has never been afraid to speak his mind. And so with Tim Hardaway Jr. having played for the Warriors, he was on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and he was asked about a current Warrior. He was asked about Jimmy Butler, who's already played 4 games for the Golden State Warriors. I guess he's going to earn his money now that he's found a place that can pay him the extension that he wanted, $121 million. We know about how Jimmy Butler complained his way out of Miami. Well, let's just say Tim Hardaway Sr., he had some words for Jimmy Butler and how he comported himself on the way out the door. Listen to this.
I've been telling folks this, you know, for the last week, especially here. I didn't agree with what he was doing. You're under contract. You're a baby. You know, you're a crybaby because they said no to you. We used to get said no to us all the time, and we used to know how to take it. It is what it is. It's a question. You get a yes or a no. You might not like the question, but you can't deviate and mess up the team. All right? They said no. We want to see you play more games. We don't want to be in the play-in games. If he played more games, right, they would have never been in the play-in games both years. Even though they went to the championship, they never would have been in the play-in games. That takes a lot out of you. They want to say, look, we want a week off. We want a week to prepare. And we need that week because we play hard each and every game and we need to rest. All right. So he wasn't willing to do that. He was willing. And I fault them for letting him get away with a bunch of stuff, too.
And he talks about getting away with a bunch of stuff. He's referring to that time. You might recall a couple of years ago, Jimmy Butler wasn't happy with Eric Spoelstra on the bench. Jimmy Butler, basically, he started like threatening Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra had to look at him and go, are you serious? Are you serious? You want to fight me? Eric Spoelstra had to look at him like, you want to fight me? Are you serious right now? Udonis Haslam, who spent the latter portion of his career basically being an enforcer and a coach still collecting an NBA player's salary, Udonis Haslam had to almost get into it with Jimmy Butler to calm him the hell down. Let's see what Jimmy Butler does out in San Francisco. Is he going to be a crybaby on his way out the door? Is Steph Curry going to be sick and tired of them? Jimmy Butler has a 2-year contract extension. Steph Curry's contract, Jimmy Butler's contract, Draymond Green's contract, it all rolls together. And for a bunch of guys who are almost 37, 36, 37, how the hell is this going to work over the next few years? They still have to fill out the roster. Not to mention that Draymond Green actually sat on television on Sunday and said that he believes these Golden State Warriors, the Golden State Warriors as they are currently constructed, as small as they are, he says that they're going to win a championship this year. Okay. All right. I mean, nobody believed them a couple of seasons ago when they won a championship. Nobody believed them. Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond? I don't know. Maybe Steph Curry has the game and series of his life. I don't know if they have enough depth or experience to do so. But we talked about confidence earlier on in the show with somebody like Cam Ward. The man hasn't even thrown a pass in the NFL yet. And he's basically telling teams that don't draft him that they better beware because he's going to have to face them later on down the line. I told you about athletes and their confidence. I guess if you don't believe in yourself at the highest degree, even to the degree of being insane, who's going to believe in you? I guess the answer is nobody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Speaking of belief, now that the NBA All-Star Game is come and gone, now that there have been so many ideas bandied about how to fix it in its future, there was a conversation on television today about the face of the league. Tell me if you've heard this one before. I'm going to let you hear a crazy comment. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.